This is one of the rare scriptures we hear from the New Testament that doesn't directly focus on Jesus. Instead, it's a retrospective tale about the demise of John the Baptist. We join Herod and all of the most important people in his world as they celebrate his birthday. No doubt after a sumptuous dinner of the best food and beverages available, the men witness the dance of a young girl. Herod is overcome with infatuation and promises to reward this young girl with anything, up to half of his kingdom. On the surface, this may not seem unlike a usual celebratory dinner of the time, except that Herod was a middle-aged man who is enticed by the sensual movements of a young girl who just happens to be his second wife's daughter. Herod's better judgment has been replaced by the desires of a powerful, proud man in the presence of people he is reluctant to lose face in front of. As the story unfolds, it's an important detail that Herod's current wife, Herodias, was the wife of his brother until Herod claimed her. Keen to be the wife of an important person, Herodias did not like the fact that John the Baptist, who did have Herod's ear, condemned his actions and their relationship. When the opportunity arose to seek her revenge on John for his outspoken opinions, Herodias uses her daughter to ensure John would no longer have Herod's ear and never again pose a threat to her. The Bible is full of stories of people and strange things that happen to them, and of the wrongs that are not necessarily ever made right. Herod's life read like a soap opera, marrying his brother's wife, leering at his stepdaughter, choosing to succumb to the pressure of his wife and to do something he knew was wrong. He was too proud and embarrassed in front of people to change his mind. What a world to live in. John the Baptist refused to stay quiet and spoke the truth, even though that was unpopular and eventually sealed his fate. Herodias bided her time to seek her revenge. Even though John the Baptist was the last prophet of the realm of God that was ushered in with Jesus, he died an untimely death. But regardless of the unpopularity of his proclamation, John refused to give in and leave the truth unsaid in order to save himself. The party and feast God invites us to in faith is grounded in love, compassion, and generosity, not the social climbing atmosphere of envy, greed, and competition for power and authority that the feast given by Herod serves up. God's feast is for all, not just the powerful. It's a party where humble service is the key to inclusion. It's a party and celebration where there are no winners or losers, just the beloved of God, chosen before the world was created. We live in a world where life events and circumstances can threaten to affect our judgment. Temptation exists all around and to every degree. Social pressure may seem easier to give in to than to hold out against. Despite what we see and are offered, fairy tales and happy endings are not guaranteed and are few and far between in reality. Following Jesus and doing our best to do God's will is challenging. Yet you and I strive to follow our compass, Jesus and his teachings about the realm of God. And we struggle not to give in to temptation to pursue self-interest at the expense of what is right and just. It's all about relationships and their foundations, how we relate to God and how we relate to one another. The gospel offers an alternative to the enticing and potentially destructive promises of the world in which we live. Following the path of love takes us in a different direction than the path trodden by many in this world. The love and example we are graced with through faith allows us to use our lives to impact the lives of others by sharing and showing that love and example daily in our lives. By accepting God's calling, John the Baptist was herald and prophet for the one who came to introduce the world to the realm of God on earth. John's life and ministry should not be judged by his horrible fate and death, but should be seen and praised for the faithful servant he was, a man who accepted the invitation to pave the way for Jesus, for salvation, and the good news for every generation that followed. Now that is cause for celebration. Amen.